Oh, enter his gates with thanksgiving in your heart, and come into his courts with praise. For we are standing with angels in this holy place. We are praying with angels, prayers of peace and grace. We are singing songs of joy and love. We are standing with angels sent from above. We are standing with angels sent from heaven above.
The Lord is in his holy temple.
Strength and my song.
I celebrate his faithful love.
The Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord is my strength, the Lord is my song, and he has become my salvation. I'll shout with joy in victory. The Lord is my strength and my song.
When troubles come, I will not fear.
The Lord is my strength, my song.
I stand secure, for he is here.
The Lord is my strength and my song. The Lord is my strength, the Lord is my song, and he has become my salvation. I'll shout with joy in victory. The Lord is my strength and my song.
Yeah.
This next song that we're going to sing is called I Am the Bread of Life. The first line says, I am the bread of life. All who eat this bread will never die. This bread that we have been given, this life that we have, is more than anything else in the world combined could even imagine to begin to attain. And God has entrusted it into each of our hands, into each of our hearts, to share with others around us that are dying without this. And the picture I get whenever I sing this song is, I have this treasure, this life, this bread that God has given to me, and people are starving for it. People are dying every day without God, and I have it. Am I willing? Am I willing to give myself to give this life to others that God has given to me?
I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. I don't know about y'all, but so many times when I sing this song, I've sung it so many times in church and everywhere that I don't think about the words and just sing it from memory. And I just I'd like to invite each of y'all to follow along and really concentrate in the words, because Jesus is our rock of ages, and no matter what storm we're going through in life, we can hide in him and he will shelter us.
Is an invitation. Jesus paid it all, but it doesn't do us any good unless we respond to that, what he has done for us, unless we respond to the Father calling us. So this next song begins with an invitation. He's calling out to each one of us to come, to know him, just as he invited Moses to know him. And he wants to give us rest. He wants to hold us in his love. And then we respond with a response of coming, of bringing ourselves to him, of lifting our soul, laying it on the altar for him, coming to him and putting our trust in him. I just want to extend that invitation to each person here. Maybe there's somebody here who's never put your trust in him. I encourage you to put your trust in him today. Put your trust in him today. And those of you who have trusted him and are wavering for some reason or other, put your trust in him today. He's calling out to us to come to him for rest.
Our Father in heaven,
Hold out your light, you have mount soldier, let your light shine around the world. Hold out your light, you have mount soldier. Hold out your light, you have mount soldier. Hold out your light, you have mount soldier, let your light shine around the world.
Are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So this morning I encourage you all to let your light shine. Don't hide it. That's why God put us here on earth, was to let our light shine for Him.
Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of his life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier.
I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Live in me, Lord Jesus, and keep me true. I trust that's our prayer and desire this morning. The next song we're singing is In the Twinkling of an Eye. And it's just a song of Jesus is returning. And I hope and pray that we're all ready. And if you aren't ready this morning, just take the steps that you need and commit your life to God. It's definitely worth it.
In this next song, there's one place where it says, a phrase that says, he's returning for his people, those who waited for so long. And that just meant more to me this term since one of the ladies that was going to sing on gospel team, her uncle died, and so that made a change of plans. And she's not here because she had to go. She went home. And about a little over a year ago, I was in a similar experience, and I had to think, you know, he's returning for us, and we don't know when, but we have to be ready and ready for his return no matter what, because it at times it does come suddenly and unexpectedly.
The next song, In a Twinkling of an Eye, I really like this song, and the more we sang it, the more I liked it. It's full of anticipation and eagerness, and I'm looking forward to the day when Christ returns, and for me, that's going to be a joyful time, and for some people, it's going to be a horrible time. And if you're in that category, do something about that, because there is a way that you can look forward to that with great joy and anticipation.
Wipe away all the tears, but the greatest joy of heaven is seeing Him who has forgiven. I can't wait to bow and thank Him for at least a million years.
Shall gloriously arise. What a meeting of God's millions, apparelled as His bride. Satan's reins will be destroyed as all heaven lifts its voice. We shall gloriously arise.
Shivers every time I sing that song. I don't know. It's just what an awesome time that's going to be. I mean, just the meaning of all God's millions. It just sends tingles down my spine. But as our next song says, it's called Lord Jesus, You Shall Be My Song as a Journey. You know, our journey, we're on a journey to that time. You know, our work isn't done yet here on earth. And I don't know. It's just that, you know, we should let Jesus be our song as we live here on earth. Let's let our light shine out for the others so as everybody that can, bring everybody with us that we can. And we can't take things, but we can take our friends, we can take our family, and you know, I can't wait.
The song that we just got done singing is one of my favorites. And I like the one phrase here where it says, Satan's reins will be destroyed. And I praise God for that.
Jesus, you shall be my song as I journey. I'll tell everybody about you wherever I go. You alone are my life and my peace and my love. Lord Jesus, you shall be my song as I journey.
Lord Jesus, I'll praise you as long as I journey. May all of my joy be a faithful reflection of you.
May the earth and the sea and the sky join my song.
Lord Jesus, I'll praise you as long as I journey.
As long as I live, Jesus, make me your servant. To carry your cross and to share all your burdens and tears. Save me by giving your body and blood. As long as I live, Jesus, make me your servant. I fear in the dark and the doubt of my journey, but courage will come with the sound of your steps by my side, and with all and without you will save by your love. Sing to your God at the end of our journey. We'll sing to your God at the end.
The last ending of that song there, Lord Jesus, you shall be my song as a journey. Sometimes I could almost cry when I think and how it sounds, when I think of the words and the commitment there. And I've just been so blessed by singing this song already. And it also goes along with the next song, Abide With Me, 'Tis Eventide. And this song is a prayer of mine, that our Savior would always be there with us, whatever we're going through. May it be a challenge to you too.
Yes, Jesus, that was a commitment that we made, that we decided to make Jesus our song as we journey. Our next song is Abide With Me, 'Tis Eventide. And there was some question among us whether we should sing this in the morning. What do you think? yes, I want to sing it, and especially because evening and nighttime can be a type or a symbol of dark times in our lives, and as we commit ourselves to having Jesus as our song, that's at night too, in the night times of our life. And I just want to emphasize, choose to have Jesus as your rock, your strength, your song, even in the dark times of life. He can be your song. He can give you your strength. He wants to be all he is for you. This side of the Red Sea or the other side, have him be your song in the
in the night times of your life. After this song, we'll turn the time back to Brother Gary.
Thy earnest words have filled my soul.